This last lecture titled Renewing the Mind. You know, we priests, deacons, theologian students, servants, Sunday school teachers, preachers, the main aim or goal for all of us is to change the mind of people we are serving. In the Coptic language, we use the word metanoia or metania. This word means changing mind. And this word, we're always expressing repentance. When we repent, we bow down to the earth and then stand up again, and we are trying to change our mind. By renewing the mind, we mean that we take the mind of everyone to come nearer to the mind of Christ, to think like Christ. As written by St. Paul, you can read it, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In this passage you can see we are giving our bodies as a sacrifice, then we are stay away from the form of the world, then we are trying to renew our mind, then we will find out the will of God. For I say, St. Paul continued, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. So God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, as we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that's given to us. Let's use them. If prophecy, let's prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let's use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. You can see, if you know the will of God, you can know that he needs everyone to work together with the gifts given from the Holy Spirit. That's why he finished this part saying, let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. So if we go back to take the steps I was mentioning, first step, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed means from one form to the other form. So the first question comes, do you really believe in changing? Do you yourself believe that you need to change? In order to change, you should know what's your form now and what's the final form you should be transformed to. The last form we would like to reach is the form of Christ. And this continuous dynamic changing by renewal of mind. So, first step, do not be conformed to this world. Do not take the form of others living in the world. You should be different. When somebody says, this is me, I will never change, this means he wants to go through the wide gate, and the Lord said, the wide gate, take us to hell. In other words, the challenges of the past, the living the old nature, staying in your sins as old as you are, this is against the will of God. Many people think that people lie, I should lie. People make adultery? Why don't I do adultery? Remember that the first step, do not be conformed to this world. Don't take the form of this world. This world will end up into hell. The second step, offer your bodies as sacrifice. This does not mean we will kill ourselves, but it's simply to ask for God's will, not our will. To do what God wants me to do, not what I want to do. When I want to sleep, the Holy Spirit wants me to stay in prayer. Sometimes I want to eat, the Holy Spirit wants me to fast. Sometimes I want to be angry with the people, the Lord wants me to be kind with the people. The Saint Paul, when he spoke about offering our bodies as the sacrifice, he said that it's a living sacrifice, sacred sacrifice, acceptable sacrifice, mental worship. By mental worship means that we start with the mind. I stop thinking in this old way, I should think in this new way. As if I am all the time thinking and praying, God, what do you want me to do? This is the meaning of the renewing of the mind. And this is the meaning deeper for repentance. As written in Philippians chapter 2, a new way of thinking, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. As if we are taking out thoughts of our mind and taking in thoughts of Christ's mind. My thought in my mind, these people are bad. But the thought in Christ's mind, these people are beloved. Then the words of St. Paul was saying, that you may prove what is the will of God. So by this continuous renewal of mind, continuous exercise of mind, I will reach the will of God. The will of God is always good. It's always successful, acceptable for all people, for all time, for all situations. And also, the will of God is perfect from all aspects. So you may pray to God, God, what do you want me to do concerning my family? What do you want me to do concerning my service? What do you want me to do concerning my prayer? Again, St. Paul said, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. So, the main problem in this exercise is that one may see himself as good as he need not to change. You may ask yourself, can you really do everything alone by yourself? Then you need all time to ask for the power of God. Are you really different or distinctive in all aspects? So you need to pray all the time, give me wisdom. Do you really see good things in the others which you do not have? Or you see the negatives in others you do have? In Christ's mind, Christ see all people good. He looks only at their good, because he has loving mind and loving eyes. Another word given by St. Paul, thinking soberly is a reasonable service. So we need to think before feeling, the mind before the heart. You have to pray with the mind, then pray with the heart. You have to think right so you can feel right. And we should always focus on the main goal of Christ. To all of us should be one. All services accepted by God. All gifts given by God. Don't think you are preaching, you are better than those who sing. Don't think that you have money, you can give money, that you are better than those who do not have money. Don't think that because you have a management mind, you are better than those simple people who do not know how to manage. All members in one body are needed to function good. In order to reach this one body, let love be without hypocrisy. Sometimes we love each other, but with hypocrisy. It's not honest love. It's not real love. The real honest love does not seek its own. So you think of others more than you think of yourself. Love is not provoked and does not parade itself. You do not speak about yourself, you speak about other services. Again, St. Paul was saying, giving preference to one another. Prefer your brother more than you prefer yourself. Again, I want to summarize. This renewal of mind is our main struggle in our life. We need all servants to think the way the Lord was thinking. This needs two main exercises, praying much and reading the Bible much. And while praying, we should keep praying, saying, Thy will be done, not my will, but your will. And studying the Bible will help us to know what exactly Christ thinks. Glory to God. Amen.